Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming today out of your busy schedules. Since the time is rather limited, I would like to be efficient in making the explanation. Let me briefly review the previous plan. Regrettably, both net sales and operating income were far below the plan. As you can see on this chart, the level of achievement was 70% versus the target. Let me summarize what went on during that period, starting out with our progress. In China, the company was able to post double-digit growth, which was in line with the plan. Especially to note is the piano, which grew 20%. This is an accomplishment. Structural reform was also implemented, leading our company to concentrate on specific areas. Though it was a step-by-step process, we were able to make progress. In order to make our manufacturing sites more efficient, we implemented consolidations, and the process had progressed one step further. However, there were also setbacks. Typical example was our restructuring efforts in manufacturing. Because of the sudden change in the macroeconomic environment, demand was impacted, leading to different purchasing behaviors by customers. Because of this, though the company was able to implement the action plan, the change was always a step ahead of us, and we were unable to sufficiently respond to those changes. What we are doing now is to catch up. In addition to that, the profitability of our mainstay musical instruments has come down. We were also unable to develop seeds and pillars of growth. These elements summarize the past 3 years. In terms of the business direction, we have three visions. I would like to especially talk about the third point, which is products and services. Because Yamaha is a manufacturer, our aim is to grow our business through generation and provision of products. However, as you know, there is a business which we have continued to develop in the niche industry of musical instruments. It is the music school business. This is a very easy-to-understand example of our services business. The past notion is that the service businesses are operated in order to promote the growth of product business. However, if you look at the music school business of Yamaha, you see that the school operation itself is a business, and it has been done continuously. That is why I say that the music school business is an easy-to-understand example of services business. Music school businesses and the musical instruments business have grown hand in hand through the synergy of selling products and providing services. That is what we mean by driving growth using both sides of the coin, which are products and services. The company is looking for ways to expand this kind of business model, and we will be pursuing further synergy of products and services. I think you could also call it synergy of hardware and software. In the software business outside of the scope of music school, we have publishing and entertainment. However, the company positions service as more or less a vehicle to drive growth in the product sales. Because of this, aside from music school, no other service was viable for standing alone on its own as a business. That is why we would like to pursue growth in this area and made this one of our visions. The company has also reorganized the business domains. We have divided the domain to two parts. One is our core business, which are musical instruments, professional audio equipment, and audio products. The other is related business domain utilizing our core competencies. In our core business, the company would aim to improve the brand value through the business itself. The core business has been divided into two groups, namely products and services. Products include musical instruments, professional audio equipment, and audio products. Services include music school, which are curricula created by Yamaha Music Foundation. We have also included other educational programs, which have a purpose of sales promotion in the notion of music school. In addition, we have our entertainment and music software businesses. Our hope is to develop new businesses, which can be added here. These businesses are core business in the form of products and services. Looking at what our core competencies are, there is a variety of them. We decided to categorize them into two groups. First is category where the company would be utilizing our technologies and skills, namely sound network, golf, semiconductor, as well as FA and automobile interior wood components. The other categories where a company would be utilizing our know-how as well as assets. In this category, we have English language schools and recreation. English language schools were operated under the umbrella of our music school, but since we want to further grow this business, we decided to separate it from the music school business. This is how we recategorize your business for our midterm plan. This slide looks very busy, but what we try to do here is to show you the map of our business domain. Of course, all of our businesses are built upon Yamaha unique core competencies. What I would like you to see here are four core businesses in the middle. First is the musical instruments business. Second is audio equipment, which includes both professional and consumer products. These two are two product businesses in our core business. Third is music playing. This encompasses not only the music schools, but also other music education, as well as other educational programs provided through classes that would respond to hobby needs. All of that is included in the music playing, meaning that we are using this term as something which goes beyond our framework of music school business. Fourth is music entertainment business. Three and four combined make the core services business. The company would like to develop and grow with these four areas of businesses as our pillars. In the middle, you see the term synergy. What we are implicating here is that we aim to generate synergy by having both products and services. Speaking of products and services, our company has opened the new Yamaha store in Ginza. This store is a materialization of combination of products and services. The store itself is the product, and we expanded the size of the sales floor as well as enhancing its contents. From the services side, the store houses Yamaha Hall, studio in the basement, salon, music school, as well as the portal at the entrance. This store is a vehicle for us to provide various things, namely services. The company would like to further improve Yamaha Ginza Building's value from both products and services perspective. I believe this store is the best way to explain about our philosophy of products and services. This slide shows the basic policy of our research and development in the coming 3 years. The company will strive to strengthen four technology fields, which are namely input devices, output devices, materials, and theory. These will be our focus areas. In addition, we will also put emphasis on human resources. The company would proactively work to develop our people. The basic policy in the technology development is that we will focus on improving our core businesses. Turning to manufacturing, I believe you're aware of the phrase made in Yamaha. The company will reinforce its manufacturing capabilities. China, Indonesia, as well as Malaysia in case of AV products, will be the key basis for production, and further strengthening of their capabilities will be sought. Japan will be positioned as an important base for development of production technology, transfer of technical skills, as well as training of manufacturing personnel to contribute to securing profitability. What this indicates is that wherever the products are made, the company will be able to secure Yamaha's QCD for our customers. As to our brand, our slogan of creating Kando together has not changed. What we need to do is to materialize this in our specific strategies. The company would work together with Yamaha Motor to enhance this brand value. In terms of M&A, our policy has not changed. We will proactively continue to keep looking for M&A opportunities with the objective of strengthening our core businesses. There will be continued study on the key fields, namely audio, combo products, as well as music software. Let me touch upon our quality initiatives. Organization-wise, the company has newly established Quality Assurance Division, which directly reports to the president. When we hear the word quality, we tend to think about quality in terms of the hardware or the product quality. We will, of course, work to enhance that type of quality, but also at the same time, just like it says in the box, we will make efforts to enhance the customer service quality as well to assure quality from the overall business activity perspective. Through this initiative, we would like to gain customer support. That is why we have put this as one of our focal initiatives. Let me touch upon how the company sees the business environment, though I believe you are already aware of the situation. Our understanding is that the economic recovery of developed countries will be slow. On the other hand, demands are expanding in emerging economies. China is driving the growth of world economy, both in production and consumption. However, our assumption is that the consumption level worldwide would not recover to the period prior to financial crisis for quite some time. The consumption trend is polarizing into performance-oriented spending and price-driven spending. I will touch upon this later on in the presentation. There would be fiercer price competition for survival, and weak players are being weeded out in all industries. Further diversification in sales network will occur, and distribution formats will continue to change. Yamaha Management Plan 125. The reason behind this naming is the fact that the company will celebrate its 125th anniversary in the third year of this plan. Our slogan is "Let's build up structure for future growth towards 125th anniversary." Let me talk about the positioning of this plan. The YGP 2010, which was our midterm plan up to March of this year, stood for Yamaha Growth Plan. Our aim was to achieve growth in this period, but regrettably, because of the drastic change in the economic environment, we had to switch our gears to boosting short-term earnings, as well as to sort out our businesses from the mid- to long-term perspective. That was the situation for the previous midterm plan. In terms of this midterm plan, it is positioned as phase to build a foundation for growth. However, the company doesn't expect macroeconomic environment or the business environment surrounding us to recover anytime soon. That is why the company in the next 3 years would like to focus our business resources to musical instruments, music, and audio domains in order to improve profitability. In addition, the company hopes to create new businesses as well as to continue business restructuring. Coming after that is the quantum leap phase. Yamaha has not given up on reaching more than 10% ratio in operating income to net sales somewhere in the mid to long term, and the company will work to achieve that goal after the current midterm plan. The positioning of this midterm plan is that its path towards quantum leap phase. On this slide, you see our numerical targets. The company aims to reach 427 billion yen in sales in the third year of this midterm plan. Excluding lifestyle-related products which we have sold, as well as the magnesium molded parts business that we have withdrawn from, the company targets to post 15% growth. Operating income is expected to reach 25 billion yen, with ratio of operating income to net sales at 6%. ROE is planned to be 7%, with capital expenditure amount of 38 billion yen. Free cash flow is expected to be 40 billion yen in 3 years. This slide shows targets for net sales and operating income by segment. This slide indicates key strategies for the new midterm management plan. There are 5 points. First and second points are related to increasing the top line. The company will aim to accelerate its growth in China and other emerging markets. In these markets, the company will target achieving sales amount of 100 billion yen in 5 years' time. As a transitioning point, the company targets to reach 83.5 billion yen in 3 years. At the moment, sales amount is 65 billion yen. Next point is sales growth in mature markets. The company aims to grow through product strategies and launching new products and gain market share. We will focus on four areas. First of all, we have total piano strategy. This is the extended version of the strategy we had for the previous midterm plan. Another strategy is combo strategy. Third is the audio equipment strategy, which the company has been working on since the previous plan, and the AV product strategy. Those are four areas of focus for growth. Next point is the production, which is the foundation of sales, to further build optimal production structure to match demand trends. As I have mentioned earlier on, the company has been able to work on the development of optimal production site framework, as well as to strengthen manufacturing in the past 3 years. However, regrettably, the demand trends changed more rapidly than our expectations. Because of this, there is a further need to create optimal production structure to match demands. The fourth item is to build continuously profitable business model in the services business. And the last item is to create new business in the sound domain. These 5 points are the key to our strategy in our new midterm plan. This slide shows on the left the image of sales growth in musical instruments, AV, IT businesses in the coming 3 years in the form of breakdown by business groups. On the right, you see regional growth breakdown, namely China, Asia, and mature markets. In the electronic devices and others, the company is planning to post growth in the business segments of semiconductor and others. The graph on this slide shows the change in the total demand in the coming 3 years in musical instruments, audio equipment, and AV products. Total demand indicates the total market, and the dark portion is Yamaha's sales. The percentage indicated in this graph shows two things. The lower figure shows the change in the total demand, and the upper figure indicates Yamaha's sales target. What the company aims to do is to expand sales into categories with larger market size. Those are namely AV, PA, and combo from the right, which have large market size. In addition to that, you see total piano on the left-hand side. In these categories, the company aims to grow more than the market average. Let's take a look from the market perspective. The company's policy is to grow the most in the markets with biggest growth. The markets we eye on are China and other emerging markets. Currently, the contribution from regions of Japan, North America, Europe, and others are 1/4, respectively, of musical instruments hardware. However, in 3 years' time, the company expects China and other emerging economies combined will be the largest market segment.
Let me look at each area. In China, we will try to grow from 16.1 billion to 24.5 billion yen as a result of executing these four measures. First of all, by products, we will develop and launch market-specific goods such as pianos, digital pianos, wind and string, and percussion instruments, as well as AV products. We will further promote brand value enhancement activities by establishing support structure, including piano and wind instrument engineers training facilities and artist relations. More than anything else, we will strengthen our sales network by further going into the inland area. As indicated in the chart at the top, we will increase the current number of storefronts of 1,500 up to 2,500. On the other hand, demand creation and increasing player numbers are other important measures. We will grow the number of Yamaha music schools and keyboard schools, which are indicated again in the upper chart. We do operate 300 keyboard schools with 20,000 students today, but they are not based on our Yamaha music program developed and promoted by Yamaha Music Foundation. These are more like sales promotion tools now. But we will largely increase the number of these schools to 900 with 75,000 students. Naturally, this effort will bring the expansion of player numbers. we would like to establish a linkage between services and products in China. This slide shows how we develop our sales network. This is about Asia-Pacific region in emerging markets. We plan to increase our turnover from 49.5 billion to 59 billion yen in this region. Firstly, about sales network, we will basically reinforce store capabilities in existing markets. For developing markets such as India and Russia, we need to first increase store numbers from now on. We will also actively develop and run music schools in Asia-Pacific region in order to increase players' numbers. It is written here to develop and run local courses. We will be in harmony with different local tastes for Latin America or for Asia. We will tune our program to the tastes of these areas. We will also start providing music classes that respond to the needs and tastes of India, which we haven't started yet. On the other hand, we will further strengthen our activities to promote recorder ensembles within schools to enhance player numbers as we have been doing in the past. For products, our major mass-produced items are portable keyboards and guitars. We will actively incorporate local tastes for portable keyboards to software and hardware and have a full-fledged line of local taste added models. The major items of the guitar are basically reasonable and low-priced models. We have a strategy to securely grasp and catch new players and beginners by developing and launching market-specific goods. Let me talk a little bit about our direction for product development, catered to both performance-oriented and price-driven spenders. Demand changes globally, but we think that performance-oriented demand is different from conventional one, meaning that there were polarization of high-priced and low-priced products and nothing in between. What we have recently felt strongly is that there are performance-oriented consumers. They put more emphasis on realization of their preference rather than prices. This slide happens to show flagship models such as CFX, Avantgarde, and CP1, but the trend is not only for the expensive ones. And even for the medium-priced products targeted at beginners, consumers require performance-oriented and particular taste of their own. We would like to further strengthen our effort to cater to performance-oriented demand. Another pillar is price-driven consumption. In short, this orientation is to acquire the basic and necessary function as low a price as possible. This also is targeted at beginners against the backdrop that disposable income in emerging markets is still limited. This is our direction for product development by catering to performance-oriented consumers with what we internally call amazing value and to price-driven spenders with amazing price. I am sure you all understand the total piano strategy, as we have repeatedly explained before. We are to respond to this performance-oriented demand with a dominant product line starting from the top right to the bottom left. Needless to say, we will strengthen our number one position of global market share. We will continue to strengthen this area. We grow from 69.4 billion to 80 billion yen. As for premium pianos, we will launch a new concert grand piano in Japan in May, which have already been marketed in US and Europe. This new flagship premium piano will play a pivotal role in raising evaluation for our products. We will partner with Bösendorfer to actively compete against the ally of Steinway in that market segment of highest-ranked piano. For hybrid pianos, we have developed a new model called Avantgarde, with which we will further develop into lower-priced and more reasonable model segment. For digital pianos, as I have just explained, we will keep a dominant number one position by securing a wide range of product lines from the mid-range to high-end products for performance-oriented customers to the low-price volume zone for price-driven spenders. Our combo business is in line with our existing strategy, namely to increase the sales in U.S., which is the largest market of electric acoustic guitars. For acoustic guitars, we focus classical guitars, of which the largest market is Europe, and low-price models in emerging markets. At last, we were able to develop a new model of electric drums this year. We are now losing a competition against Roland in terms of market share, but with this new product, we will go after number one market share in 3 years. For professional audio equipment business, as I said before, we want to further accelerate growth strategy. Basically, we were not able to achieve our goal because of business environment changes due to stagnation of total demand. So for the commercial audio equipment, we have a strategy to maintain top share for mixers. We also want to leverage Nexo, which has become our subsidiary. For music store sales route, we will focus and expand powered speaker lineup, the market of which has become fiercely competitive. For production market, we will collaborate with Steinberg, which is under our umbrella, to further grow our business in the most important market of North America. For AV products business, on top of the AV receiver strategy to maintain top market share, we will focus on TV peripherals, such as front surround system with furniture stand, which have been accepted favorably in Japan. Since these products have become less expensive now, we will cut the cost and venture into the volume zone. We also want to expand hi-fi audio responding to iPod and network systems, as well as desktop audio products. We did enter into these product area based upon our last 3 years' plan, but now we are in the phase to lay the foundation. As for production restructuring and reorganization of production facilities, integration of Kakegawa and Hamamatsu factories for piano production will be completed in coming summer. Furthermore, we will promote production shifts overseas. For wind instruments, new Shaoshan factory will start its operation in October this year. As we announced before, Saitama factory will be integrated to Toyooka factory by the end of this fiscal term. Just as piano, we will promote production shifts overseas for wind instruments too. Although there are no major changes for string and percussion, OEM guitars will shift to YMMI in Indonesia. For PA DMI, we will again promote production transfer to overseas factories. We have not changed our production facility strategy for AV products, but we will take added value initiatives through in-house production. I give you additional explanation about piano and wind instrument production. There are three production bases: Kakegawa, Hangzhou in China, and Jakarta in Yamaha, Indonesia. Particularly, Kakegawa is positioned as a mother factory function with development of production technology, transmission of technical skills, and training of manufacturing personnel as a production base of mid-range and high-end pianos for domestic and export business. Hangzhou, China is a production base of moderately priced pianos for Chinese and North American market. It is also a supply base for piano components, which is an important point. This means that we will have a production capacity for 60,000 upright pianos and 90,000 components in Hangzhou. Jakarta factory is a production base of moderately priced upright pianos for European and Asia-Pacific markets and moderately priced grand pianos. Then we will supply made-in-Indonesia pianos to Japan. We will start test marketing this year. You can see changes of units produced by areas in 3 years' time at the bottom. Japan's units produced are projected to be 18,000. We will enhance production of China and Indonesia. For wind instrument production, there are also three factories, Toyoka, Shaoshan in China, and Surabaya in Indonesia. Toyoka factory is to secure mother factory function, such as HR bank, overseas technology support, and dissemination of technical information as artisan group, responsible for production of high added value products, principally high-end goods. Shaoshan is mostly positioned as a brass instruments production site, and at the same time, it will start integrated production of components for brass instruments. Local materials procurement for all factories will be promoted based in China. Surabaya is positioned as a manufacturing base for woodwind instruments and will take up an integrated production of components for woodwind instruments. Production breakdown by site is shown on the chart. Let me touch upon a little bit about music playing business. We operate Yamaha Music Schools worldwide. On top of that, we will particularly focus on keyboard schools for introductory classes in China and India, as I said before. We also support music lessons at public school. We will promote family ensembles with three generations that I have been advocating to be a catalyst for market revitalization. I believe Japan will take a lead in this area. In Japan, we are beginning to see a good music environment for grandparents and parents and grandchildren are all playing music together, now that more and more Beatles generation who are capable of playing musical instruments are retired. With family ensembles activities, we want to actively back up and lead these movements. For music planning business, we will make a proposal for various events and set up and run various events for public halls in local communities and offer consultation. We want to be actively engaged in this business. This is the gist of music playing business. To be more specific, sales of music school business for children are flat. Decrease in Japan is offset by increase in overseas countries. Hobby demand, illustrated in the middle, is mostly targeting at adults. We plan to increase our profit both in Japan and overseas by enhancing menus for music lessons and to meet local needs overseas. Local programs on the far right are to develop music programs for beginners tailored for local markets. By doing so, we would like to use those as demand stimulus initiatives to bring more business at the far left. We simply continue our strategy for music entertainment business. We conduct music distribution business, and we have a competitive edge in IT technology. So we want to expand internet business. Another point is to identify new artists through Music Revolution Song Contest. Since we have group synergy and have every step of sales network, publishing, and human resource development and music distribution, we want to further grow our business by nurturing more artists. We have already embarked on English school business. Currently, however, English schools are just built on the same property of music schools. In the future, we want to further promote English school business more independently. We will actively be engaged in growing numbers of students going forward. On top of that, we would like to consider collaboration with other companies in education business, based upon our expertise and knowledge of operating both music and English schools. However, we cannot just team up with anybody. We want to make sure our partner and we share the same philosophy. That is the basic assumption. As written at the bottom, we will focus just on children and we will aim to expand our business with partners within the framework of these key educational philosophies: timely education, group lessons, and emphasis on creativity. In semiconductor business, we aim to increase our sales from 20 billion to 26 billion yen. In reality, we are not able to develop new device that can offset the decrease of LSI sales during the period of last midterm business plan. However, we will once again identify tasks to work on in the areas of analog devices, graphics and sound generators, and new sound generations. In sound network business, IP conference system did not work so well, unfortunately. This time, however, we will focus on network karaoke equipment and network equipment. Particularly, routers will be sold in China. We will also intensify internet conferencing efforts targeting at Japan, China, and emerging countries for IP conferencing system. As for creating new business, we include existing business of soundproof rooms on this slide as a part of the sound domain. With this business, we generate around 1.8 billion yen sales in Japan. Today, I will talk about a couple of examples on top of that existing business. This 5 billion yen is set as a goal simply. We did not have any basis for that number. Speech privacy systems are just as you understand. Ever since we made an announcement, we have received inquiries from pharmacies and hospitals. Our theme to work on is how to build a good business model for this system. The same thing can be said about sound modulation.